Yeah, so we thank God for another good morning that God has given us to listen to his word. And indeed, we praise him for the grace. You know, one of the beauties of the book of Ephesians, as I keep saying, is that it is one of the most compacted Christian letters or messages or books in the scriptures that really tell us everything that we need to know about the church, you know, and you see how Paul has been taking us through, showing us who we are in Christ, showing us from eternity, you know, how God loved us, you know, before the foundations of the earth were laid, you know, how he chose us in Christ before the foundations of the world. And he chose us to be conformed to the image of his son, to be adopted as sons. Then he shows us all the blessings that he has for us in Christ Jesus. He shows us the eternal plan and purpose. He shows us the inheritance that is available for the churches. He prays for the eyes of their understanding to be open. You know, he shows them how they died with Christ, they were raised up with him, and how they are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all principalities, all thrones, all powers, all dominions. Then he now teaches them what it means to be united with Christ, teaches them how to live that Christian walk. They that are sleeping should rise and wake up, and Christ will shine on them. You know, speaks about the family. You know, he speaks about walking in holiness, walking in righteousness. Then he now teaches on warfare, teaches on how to take territory, making the believer not to be ignorant, you know, of the forces of darkness that will still want to wage war. Yes, they are defeated by Christ, but our job is to effect that verdict, to effect that verdict. And by effecting that verdict is to take possession of what Christ has done. And by the leading of the Holy Spirit, by obedience to the Holy Spirit, then we are given the grace to be able to overcome. And we understand that this warfare is not for victory. It is a place where we fight from victory. We know there are things that Christ has done, the things that Christ has won for us. We know the end result of this warfare that we wage, but we know that we are doing it not just for ourselves, but also for our families, also for our lineage, also for, you know, for the nations that we are in, that God will effect his kingdom. That's why Jesus will pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." So there is that declaration of asking God to ensure that his kingdom be done on earth as it is in heaven. And this is the role that we employ in spiritual warfare. And as we've been seeing these aspects of all the putting on the full armor, and we said that as we looked at armor of God, as we looked at Ephesians 6 verse 18, we were able to see that Paul was saying, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching therefore with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So one of the things that we were able to look up yesterday is the aspect of praying in the Spirit. And we spoke that praying in the Spirit is praying in tongues. And we were able to define that from 1 Corinthians 14. Verse 14 and 15, where it says, "If I pray in tongues, my spirit prays." So we are able to see that praying in tongues is praying in the Spirit. And we saw that it is important for building up ourselves in the most holy faith. Basically, you are edifying yourself in the Spirit. You are charging yourself. You become like a fully charged battery that is charged in the Spirit. And then you are able to dispense the power of God, to dispense the wisdom of God, to be able to be an effective minister, a bold minister, because the Bible has said he has made us able ministers of the new covenant. Now, there is a word that stuck out to me yesterday, and even as I thought to move forward from that, is this aspect of watching. And you know, it's still in the same verse, and it says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." And that word there, watchful and or watching, is actually a word that is used to signify the ministry of intercession. the ministry of intercession. Remember, there is the aspect of praying in the spirit, but then there is the aspect of being watchful. And when you go through the scriptures, you're going to see various aspects. And today, maybe by the grace of God, we'll understand this aspect of being a watcher, being watchful. And what do the scriptures tell us about it? And what does it call us to be? You know, when we look at the word, it's a group now. And in Greek, and there are two meanings for it. One is to be sleepless or to keep awake, to watch. That means to be alert. There's a call to be alert, to be awake, to be sleepless, to watch. Then the second aspect is to be circumspect. That is to be attentive, ready. That means to be wise, to be on high alert, to be attentive, to be ready. So it's one thing to be awake. It's also another thing to be ready. So these are the two aspects of being watchful. But when it is joined to with prayer, it speaks of the ministry of intercession. Now let's think about it. And why is the need for watchmen? Think about it. In Matthew 13 verse 24, the Bible tells them that Jesus tells a parable to his disciples. He said, another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went away. So, one of the things that we see is that the enemy loves to plant tares among the wheat, among the good seed that the farmer has planted. And this is done while men slept. So there is a need for those who will be watching. There is a need for those who will keep alert to see that we do not have tares planted, and also that the enemy does not take advantage of us. You know, and even if you remember Ephesians 5 verse 14, it says, where he said, awake thou, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So there is a call for us to be awake. There's a call for us to keep the watches. There's a call for us to be available to serve God. Now, if you go back to, you know, to understand the biblical times, they used to keep watches. Now, what were these watches that they used to keep? The watches were actually the night, like the entire night was divided into four watches. There was 6 to 9 p.m., which was the first watch. Then second watch was 9 p.m. to midnight. Then the third watch was midnight to 3 a.m. And the fourth watch was 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. So even soldiers or watchmen that would guard cities or would guard the gates, they had these four watches that they had to keep. So 6 to 9, first watch, 9 to 12, second watch, third watch, midnight to 3 a.m. and fourth watch, you know, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. And so when the scriptures uses the word watches, it shows about that time. It gives you an indication of that time. For example, when we see how Jesus, Mark chapter 6, verse 45, when Jesus sends his disciples to go on the boat, to go to the other side of the sea, to Bethsaida, the Bible says that immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he sent the multitudes away. Verse 46, and when he had sent them away, he departed to the mountain to pray. Now when evening came, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. Then he saw them straining at rowing, for the wind was against them. Now about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea, and would have passed them by. Now, it's interesting how the scripture said Jesus was praying the whole night. He finished the third watch, which he was already past 3 a.m. Then in the fourth watch, between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., is now when he now goes to the sea, walks on the water, and even he's even planning to pass them. It is only when they cry out to him. They thought he was a ghost. They cry out to him. Then he got on the boat, and the sea calmed down. So we can see that Jesus also embarked on this ministry of watches, on this ministry of intercession, especially in the night, where we are called to pray. We are called to pray. We are called to intercede. So Jesus is someone that really practiced the ministry of intercession. Even when he called his disciples, you can see in Luke chapter 6, verse 12, the Bible tells us that, and it came to pass in those days, he went out into the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. So there is a ministry that God expects us, that God calls us to watch, to be by him. It could be once in a month, it could be once in a week, but there is a time that you need to set aside yourself to be a watcher. And even in your prayer times, there are certain times that God will give you. Maybe when you are studying, there are times you used to keep. But you see, these are indications of times that God wants you to pray. And if you find yourself, maybe it's 1 a.m. that you find that your sleep disappears, that is a watch that God is calling you to do. That is a watch that God is calling you to keep. And by consistency, when you understand and the need of keeping that watch and you're obedient, when that sleep disappears, it's actually God that has woken you up and he wants you to pray. Now, not only does God want you to pray in such moments, it is also the time that God also wants to give you instruction. The best and clearest instructions are those that come in the watches of the night, especially the third watch. These are times where God will wake you up. When the Bible says he wakened me up my ear to give me instruction in the night, that means there are things that God wakes you up to do, and he starts to speak to you in such a clear way that when you hear him, then you will know and have guidance for your life. So now, the believers are being told, part of your warfare, apart from just praying in the Spirit, apart from praying in tongues, you're being called to be watchful. You're being called to be awake, to be sleepless. You're also being told you need to be attentive. You need to be circumspect. You need to be ready. Why? Because it is necessary that we do this ministry of intercession, where we are praying for ourselves, we are praying for the saints. And that is why, you know, Paul will pray for the churches, and he will say, ever since I heard of your faith, Ephesians 1:15-16, that I have not ceased to make mention of you in my prayers. He finds the Colossian churches and he says, ever things I had heard of you, I have not ceased to mention you in my prayers, giving thanksgiving. You know, he prays for the Colossian churches. When he looks at the Philippian churches, he prays for them. He says that I pray that he that started the good work in you shall be faithful to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. You know, he prays that they might be filled with all knowledge, and they might be filled with all the fullness of God. They might come to a knowledge of the truth. Paul continually prayed for churches, even churches that he did not found himself. Once he heard that they were believers, once he heard that they had turned to the faith, he made it a ministry to pray for the saints. In the world right now, there are many Christians who are facing so much persecution in various nations across the world. We have a responsibility to pray for them. When you hear that your brother is unwell, when you hear that your sister is unwell, does that take you in an effort to pray for them? Does it pain you? Does it make you to ask more and to say, okay, what is it? What can I do? This is part of the ministry of intercession. Now, beyond that just ministry of praying for the saints, there is also that watching that is given to leaders. When Hebrews speaks about that, we must be careful how we obey our leaders, because they keep watch over us. Like, let them not do it with grief. You know, there is that concern that the leaders that God has placed over us, that they may not rule. Hebrews 13:17, it says, obey them that have their rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch, that is the same word, they watch over your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. That means when your leaders need you to submit, when there are meetings that are part of the church that you're supposed to attend and you don't attend, in a way you grieve your leaders.
and it is not of profitable to you. Submission is saying that, okay, this is what God has placed me to do. This is the charter that I'm submitted to. Then I am going to be part of their ministry. I'm going to be part of their programs. Why? Because I am submitted to them. Now, the Bible is saying the leaders are called to watch over. They watch over your souls in that as they pray, as they intercede, they pray for you, they watch over them. And this is a call for leaders. This is a call for pastors. And even it's similar words that is used is oversight. And this is, it's a different word. But if you think about how Peter addresses the elders in 1 Peter 5, verse 2, he says, shepherd the flock of God, which is among you, serving as overseers. You know, so there is that oversight. That not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, not being as lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. So there is an oversight that is called upon the watchers. Now you will only be able to watch over the saints as you pray for them, as you guard them, as you protect them from ravenous wolves. Think of how, you know, Paul speaks to the Ephesian leaders during their farewell, Acts chapter 20. You know, he tells them that take heed of yourselves and all the flock which the Holy Spirit has given you to shepherd over, which he purchased with his blood. And verse 29, Acts 20 says, for I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. That means he knows that when he leaves, they are going to be ravenous wolves, savage wolves that will come and will want to tear down the flock. So watching is also has another component of watching, which is actually waiting for the coming of Christ. When Jesus will speak his parables, when he will tell them that you don't know what time the master of the house will come, he was telling them to be alert. As we watch over the saints, as we pray over the saints, we also have a responsibility to be careful that in any time, in any moment, the rapture will come. Our Lord and Savior Jesus will come. There is a responsibility for every believer to wage warfare by knowing the times and seasons, by warning those around us, take heed that the end is drawing near. When you see the increase in knowledge, the increase in intelligence, you know, all these AIs and all this that is going, God had already spoken about it. He says in the last days there will be an increase in knowledge. And we can see that all the knowledge that we have at this time has multiplied exponentially. Those are already signs for us that the end is near. So watching has a very important role that we not only know about the future, we are watching over the end times, we are watching over the coming of the Lord, we are called to be ready. Watching is a call for intercession, where we are called to be watchmen, where we are called to keep the watches. There are four watches in the night that God has called us. Watching is also the aspect of watching as leaders, as watching over the flock, watching over those that we serve. But also, there are also two other ministries of watches that I can quickly allude in and that you can also look at. Number one is the watching that God places posts you as a watchman. And if you can think of Isaiah 62 verse 6, where it says, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace. Day or night, ye make mention of the Lord and keep not silent. So this is where God posts you as a watchman. But then when you are posted as a watchman, there it is also a responsibility to make decrees. Remember what Daniel chapter 4, I think it's verse 17, where he gives the vision to Nebuchadnezzar. Then he tells him that this is by the decree of the watchers. Yes, there it meant angels, but also it also speaks because the supernatural also mirrors the natural. So when we say the decree of the watchers, that means As you watch also, you also legislate, you also make decrees. There are things that you will cancel. There are things that you will agree. There are laws that you will write, that you will say from henceforth, no one in my family shall go through this. None of my children shall go through this, shall be lost in drugs. You start to write new laws over your home, over your family, over the nation. Why? Because you are called to the watching. You are a watcher. You can issue decrees. And the last aspect of the watchman is actually when you watch is in the time of deliverance. Why? Because our God also watches. And you can think of how, you know, when the Israelites were crossing the Red Sea, and what happens is that in that time, God, the Bible tells us that in the third watch, God also came and looked over and he saw what was happening, you know, he saw what the Egyptians were doing. And then what does God do? God immediately starts to attack the wheels of their cars. He makes sure that their wheels no longer function and they're unable to move. And then he eventually, you know, overcomes them through the water. And by the time they're waking up in the morning, they find that all the Egyptians are scattered. They are all destroyed. Their bodies are floating. So watching, as you intercede, as you keep the watches also, it is also a time of deliverance. It's a time that God acts. It's also a time that God ministers. I think before I missed that last one, there's also another one. Watching is also the place where you sit to hear what God will say for you towards you. Habakkuk, he is asking God for prayers. And then in Habakkuk chapter 2, he says, I will set up my watch. I will set up by my rampant and watch to hear what the Lord will say to me. And God says, write the vision, write it down. And the vision is for an appointed time. So when you keep the watches, it is also the place where you've been asking God for an answer. And as you pray, then you say, okay, now I've spoken, God. Now I'm going to sit. I'm going to wait and to see what you're going to show me. So as you wage warfare, God does not want you to be blind. Jesus told his disciples, can't you watch with me for at least 1 hour? Can't you just sit, pray with me for at least 1 hour? So praying in the spirit, prayer and watching go together. This is part of our warfare. God is calling us to keep watches. And for you that you know that God has called you to a deeper place, God is asking for you for more, that you've understood that you've said yes to the call of God. Because many believers are not ready to say yes. They're just happy, oh yes, I'm born again, I'm going to heaven. But you see, anyone that wants to be a disciple, anyone that is ready to be obedient, to answer the call, you know, to say that, God, I'm here, send me, then God will call you to the watches. And the greatest answer that you will do is to accept that call and to be ready. And you shall see what God will do in your life. God will do a mighty work in your life. But this is the place where it is for those that are willing. It is for those who will be alert. It is for those who will say, we are ready to fight. We are ready to intercede. We are ready to stand in the gap. We are ready to be watchmen of our nations, of our families. And these are servants of God. So I'll stop here. I know I've said a lot, but it is just a tip of the iceberg for you to go in and dig deeper and also understand the ministry of watching. So over, and brothers and sisters, you're welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Maya, for that no major additions on my side. Just continue to pray that God grants us the grace to be watchers of our fellow brothers, sisters, and so keep a watch out for what God is doing in our lives. But I think sometimes we also miss that. But it's good to just keep a watch on what is happening, and then we'll be able to, yes, align with that in whatever we do.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. There's no further addition. We can pray. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. Thank you that you are the one that calls us to serve you. You're calling us to that place of intercession, to that place of a deeper fellowship with you, to that place of keeping the watches. I thank you for my brothers, my sisters, those that have heeded the call, those that are willing to stay by their watch, to hear what you'll say to them, to hear that instruction that you give them. You know, to those that you have posted watchmen on the walls of Jerusalem, that they shall never be silent. They shall cry out to you day and night until you establish Jerusalem and make her your praise, till you establish our families, till you establish our nations, till you establish our churches, until you make them the praise of the ends of the earth. Indeed, I thank you. I pray for a commitment. I pray for encouragement, O God. I pray that even as men keep their watches, that, Lord, they shall experience your presence. They shall experience your power. They shall set forth decrees, O God, that they shall be able to wage war against the forces of the enemy that want to plant tares, that want to plant attacks over your children. I pray for those that are hungry, that, Lord, you provide a way for them. I pray for the sick, oh God, those that need healing this morning, that, Lord, you touch them, oh God, them that are looking unto you for an answer, that you provide, you make a way, you open doors that no man can shut, oh God, and that, Lord, at the end of the day, your presence, your glory shall be with us. We commit ourselves before you. Guide us, protect us, and watch over us. We thank you and we honor you, God. We pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Shalom. That's a blessed day.